head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with the new Chariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanter, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And thank you once again for downloading the Rusty Satellite Show, home of the most interesting people in the Ville. This is your host, Rick Redding, back for another year. This is the first show of 2017. I'm very excited to be here to be continuing introducing you to these interesting people. And today we have a theme. We have a theme on the show. It's a rare thing. But both of our guests are filmmakers. And there's been a lot of noise, a lot of interest in movie making in Kentucky, especially in the last year or so. So I'm going to talk with Archie Borders and Stu Pollard, not together, separately, but they both have movie projects that are in the works, and both of them are happening in part because of some great tax incentives brought to the industry by the state government of Kentucky, a oddly progressive idea that is has made it through and is flourishing in Kentucky. More than, I think, 56 films applied for tax incentive from the state of Kentucky in 2016, and Archie and Stu are involved in organizations that help promote the film, making films in Kentucky. I've been watching a lot of movies lately. I guess in this downtime, you have time. It's a wonderful thing if you have, like I do, a nice TV, and you have Amazon Prime, and you have Netflix, and have access to HBO and Showtime. There's really too much to watch. there really is. I actually went to the theater a couple of weeks ago, saw a comedy called Why Him, which was silly, but really well done. It has James Franco in it. And I really liked it. It's really fun to go to the theater, especially when you don't go very often. I'm sure a lot of you are out there saying the same thing. But there are so many choices of things to watch. Not just movies, but at home, I've been trying to watch series. I love this Mozart in the Jungle. I finished watching the season three of that series recently. But there's all there's a lot of great stuff to watch on TV. So anyway, we're going to get into movies on the show with our guest. But first, I want to thank my sponsors of the show. First of all, Passport Health Plan, which is has been with me since 2013, and as a sponsor of this show, they do they're really great, and they also sponsor my stories in Insider Louisville. Under the byline of health reports, and I encourage you to go see those. Just the most recent one was about a guy you know from this show. Steve Ulrich was here talking about suicide prevention. So thanks to Passport Health Plan, and also to my friends at the Eye Care Institute down on Story Avenue. The phone number there is 502-589-1500. I know if you listened to this show last week, you heard Jackie Bentley talking about scheduling a whole round of eye exams for her kiddos. And It's a great place to go. Very friendly staff. They'll take care of you. So give them a call and visit the Eye Care Institute. All right, well, let's get on with the show now. I am very happy that I was able to schedule. Now, Stu Pollard was on the show once before, I think in the first year that I was doing the show, but he has got a great project, and wait till you hear his story about how he chose a house location in Louisville by knocking on doors and trying to find a house, and he came across someone who is very close to the show, Aaron Jones. Stu tells that story in the interview and a whole lot more. He's a board member of the Louisville Film Society, and they have a lot going on as well, and I think you'll enjoy hearing about it here in the interview. I'll be back with the news right after you hear from Stu.
I had no use for health insurance, but my mom was always saying, sign up for Passport. And I was like, Mom. She was like, for my peace of mind. It got to be where I needed peace of mind, so I did. Now my mom, she can chill, and I feel pretty good about it too.
Together we can all feel better. Call 1-800-578-0603 and ask for Passport. That's 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan, working together for a healthier Kentucky.
And I'd like to welcome back to the show Stu Pollard, local, I don't know how to describe you, Stu. You're a local filmmaker, certainly. Let's start with that.
All right. I'll go with that. That works for me. I'm a filmmaker and I'm from here, so I guess that makes me local.
Well, you were on this show 100 shows ago or so, believe it or not, and And now it came to my attention, you're filming this great movie at spots around town. Tell me all about the filming process.
Well, the movie's called Rust Creek, and it's very much in its infancy in terms of what the general public is going to be able to digest of it. But we just completed our first round of principal photography recently. We still got some left to do this past week. And this is a different kind of movie for me personally. I'd never shot in the wintertime before. So
okay.
And so that provided some challenges because everybody's experienced the same weather we have over the last 4 weeks. But the locations we filmed in were we were down in Mount Washington quite a bit. That community was incredibly supportive. We shot a little bit at the Parklands, the new Floyd Parklands of Floyd's Fork. We were there for a day. We were in Crescent Hill for a day over on Birchwood. We were in Fern Creek for a couple of days. We were in Beechwood Village, so a lot of moving around.
So our friend Erin Jones was like, what, was she hosting you, or did you film in her house, or what?
Erin has become a fast friend, but she's sort of like the you know, all the people who come, you know, our crew was a really nice balance of people from Kentucky, and then a lot of people we brought in from Los Angeles, and hopefully we can talk about them in a moment, but Erin embodies the spirit of Louisville, as far as I'm concerned, and why I love making films here, or in Kentucky in general, but because she literally, one of the guys who works for me is out in LA, is a guy named Harris McCabe. He's my head of development, and he served as one of the producers on this film, and we needed a house to play sort of a collegiate style neighborhood house, and we just started knocking on doors that sort of fit the description of what our director was looking for, and Erin answers the door at her house over on Birchwood, and the next thing you know, she's not only offered to move her family out, she's got two little girls and a son, all of whom are adorable, and her husband is a great guy. They all move out for a night to let us shoot a scene in there that night. And then as an added bonus, Erin's been able to visit set a few times and has sort of acted as a, you know, we obviously know each other, but she put the word out about this to you. So anyway, so it's been a nice little, not many places you knock on somebody's door and say, can we use your house as a location? And by the end of the location scout, because we came back with a bunch of people, she gave us all some bourbon on the way out.
There you go. That's Kentucky hospitality, right?
Exactly. and I should remember the name of what she gave it to us because she'd appreciate that. It's the flavored bourbon.
The Ballantine.
Ballantine.
Of course. Great sponsor of this show.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. So that all sounds exciting. Now people are going to be asking, you know, okay, there's this film being shot right here in Louisville in Kentucky. When am I going to see it? We get a long way to go, right?
Yeah, very, very long way to go, which is why, you know, the if you ask me questions and there's certain things I can't answer, that's why. but no release date set yet. We still have a lot of work to do on the film. One of the big hard parts is over, which is, you know, it's a movie set in the wintertime, and we got a little bit too much winter weather for our own good, but we survived that. We have a lot of amazing looking footage, and so now the editing process will begin, and that will move at a pace that is healthy enough for us to make good progress, but also we're not going to be in any rush because we don't have a release date. So
okay.
The idea would be we you know, cut it together the next few months.
Yeah, I guess when you talk about independent filmmaking, you know, a big part of it is fundraising, right? Mm-hmm. And I looked on your website and I saw there's an appeal for funding. So, you know, you can have this time as your commercial for that if you how do you go about that? I mean, you've got to get to a certain level before you can even start talking about being serious, right?
That's absolutely true. And this film is the first offspring, if you will, of a larger company I started called Lunacy Productions. And or Lunacy Unlimited, I should say, and that this project, in terms of its corporate notion, is known as Rust Creek LLC. But we've been raising money for that project for quite a while, and we'd love to raise a little bit more.
Okay.
But our hope is that we'll get to make several movies over the course of the next few years, and this is the first one.
Okay.
And you can certainly go to rustcreek.com, and if you're up for making a tax-deductible donation, you can contribute a little bit to the cause.
Bingo. There you go. Well, it's not your first go-round with this. And I know about Nice Guys Sleep Alone. I mean, do you consider that? That's been a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the movie. I really enjoyed it. Is it something you consider to be like, I mean, is it a success in every way?
Well, in every way, Nice Guys at this stage, I'd say pretty much.
Okay. You made a little money.
It came very, very, very close to breaking even.
I'll
put it that way. So, for somebody who didn't know a whole lot about what he was doing at the time that film was made, I knew how to put it together, but the fundraising kind of came together very haphazardly. And then selling it, you know, when you sell a movie to a company called Netflix and it's 1999, no one knows what this website is,
yeah,
and who would want to order DVDs by the mail and all that. And now they've become this juggernaut that's, you know, leading the league in original programming.
It's really something. It seems like there's so much more, I guess, footage. I mean, films being produced. I mean, because all these networks with original programming, right? I mean, is it a boon for the industry? I mean, you guys are there a lot more opportunity, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, we got a few other projects underway that don't necessarily have to do with producing a single project, but those are... what am I trying to say? The proliferation of content generation that's happened because of these quote unquote television stations that are really internet companies, mm-hmm, or maybe the line's completely blurred now. But you've got Amazon, you've got Netflix, you've got Hulu. All those big companies are making the foray into creating their own content. And in Netflix's case, especially, there's a mammoth war chest of funds, and they've made a huge commitment to it. That creates more opportunities, and then to Kentucky specifically, while hopefully you have seen more movie crews popping up around town than just guys like me and other folks in the local community have over the years, is the new tax incentives that got signed, mm-hmm, into law last May. And that means that there's a somewhere between 30% and 35% rebate on a lot of eligible expenses. So it's actually a refundable tax credit, but it functions very similar to a rebate. So that incentivizes people who have nothing to do with Kentucky to bring their films here.
Okay.
Because it's a good deal for them, the producers.
Okay. Well, let me before we run out of time, I want to talk about the Louisville Film Society a little bit. You're, mm-hmm, you're heavily involved in that. I know that this spring there will be another great Oscar party. What's going on with that?
Well, the Film Society is still going strong. They have kept me on their board despite my repeated absences. You go out. It's funny. You're on. You're involved in all these causes because you're a filmmaker, and then you go out and be a filmmaker, actually making something, and you don't have time to be involved in all the organizations you had been volunteering.
Maybe
for
you need some help.
Previously.
Maybe that's it.
I have a lot of help. It's just you can always use more, I reckon. But no, we have the Oscar party coming up in February, and Susie Eastman will be leading the charge on that. And then another fun thing we'll have in January is an old friend of mine and one of the most successful filmmakers and person in all of Hollywood who's come out of Louisville, Stephen Gagan's got a new movie called Gold with Matthew McConaughey, and we're going to do a screening of that film coming up in January in advance of its release, so for our members. And Stephen, of course, won the Oscar for Traffic, and also directed Syriana, which got George Clooney an Oscar. And so he's someone I happened to go to high school with a million years ago.
Wow.
But yeah, very, very talented, successful, and nice guy, who we're very excited to be bringing some of his new work back to
that
back
sounds home. Like a very exciting event. I'm sure we'll get details of that in the near future, but let me ask you real quick about yourself. You're still splitting time between LA and, you know, the two LAs, Louisville area and Los Angeles, I guess I would say. But how does that look for 2017?
A lot more of the same. We have another movie we want to try to get into production late in 2017, hopefully in the fall more so than the winter. And then it'll be a lot of back and forth, putting the finishing touches on what we just shot. So we'll no doubt want to come back and grab some pickups before the leaves come back on the trees. And anyway, there'll be a lot. We may edit part of the picture here. So anyway, a lot of more work to be done on that. And I've got a lot of people back here that are very important to me in my non-film life.
Okay, good.
As well. So that'll keep the gravity strong between here and L.A.
Well, I got to say, one thing I remember about our previous interview, and so I know I can rib you a little bit about this, that basketball game last week did not turn out your way.
Last week or this week?
It was recently.
Yeah, it was like 2 days ago.
Yeah,
I guess the good news is I was so busy doing what we're doing, and some of the out-of-towners I was with was like, why do people care so much about this? So I was like, but as someone who grew up in Louisville, and I'll say this much: you can't have a rivalry if there's
one team wins all the time.
Exactly. Right? So I was happy to see that for Louisville, and I was also happy to see, much like Dominique Hawkins, kind of came out of nowhere to win the game for Kentucky last year as a Kentucky guy. Dominique being from Kentucky, it was great to see Quentin Snyder have the game he did. I believe he went to Ballard and is a Louisville guy, so had to be a great. Great thrill for him to do that in the Yum Center and in front of the hometown fans.
Yeah, it was great, and it's good connection. Good that even being a UK fan, you can see some good in it. So there we go. So a bright future for filmmaking in Kentucky. Stu, I'm so anxious to hear more about Rust Creek and the other projects you're involved in.
Yeah, we'll have a lot more to talk about the movie when we're more than 48 hours removed from wrap, and my brain will be a little bit more. Around, and I'd love to tell you more about the crew as well, which was a lot of really amazing women in department head roles, which is a unique thing for movies, and was certainly a first for me, and really made the experience fun and rewarding for a lot of people.
All right, well, I'm so happy you got this done right here in Louisville. Hopefully there's a lot more to come in the film industry, and we'll look forward to the event. We'll talk about the event on this show in January with the film screening and then the Oscar party in February.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
I'm Steve Coombs, and each week Rick Redding and I record a new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll fill you up and fill you in on what's happening in Louisville's thriving drinking and dining scene. We bring you food news, interviews, and our take on what's happening around town. Find us on iTunes and download Eat, Drink, Talk.
All right, and a big thank you to Stu Pollard for coming into the studio to do this interview. You can see a picture of Stu in the studio on RustySatelliteShow.com, or we'll probably do something about this on LouisvilleKY.com, the Pulse of the City, the website about with news of the city that I own and operate. So anyway, thank you to Stu. This is the part of the show where I get into some of the news that's going on around town and some of the things that are happening. And, you know, here we are the first week of January. As much as I hate talking about weather, and I see on Facebook that it's only 122 more days until the Kentucky Derby. So that's good news. All right. That's courtesy of our friend of the show, John Asher, who always seems to know how long it is till the next Derby. So there's snow in the forecast. I hate to tell you, there is snow in the forecast. Rush to the stores. Just go ahead and plan for schools being out. There's already a story. I'm recording this on Wednesday, and the snow is due to come in, I don't know, Thursday or Friday. I really am trying not to pay that close of attention to what's going on in the weather, but it is interesting to me how quickly the administrators over at JCPS are to pull the trigger on canceling school. And there's already, I think, a press conference scheduled, and, you know, this decision-making progress. I know last year or the year before, they canceled school once before a snowflake even fell from the ground. They were so frightened by the forecast, and if you're like me, you may I get some argument from people like Kevin Harnett on this, but I believe that the local TV weathercasters make it a point to err on the side of more snow when they're making a forecast. It's just better for ratings. It's better for what they want. It's like they're cheering, they're just rabidly cheering for snow. It gives them something new, something to talk about, and drives ratings. And that's what, for the people who still watch local TV, that's a big thing. So there you go. All right, well, let's get into a controversial subject. As you know, the Kentucky legislature is in session. It just went in session this week. The legislature is controlled completely by the Republicans now for the first time, I think, ever. There's been a lot of stories about people being sworn into their offices and all that. But this is what's disappointing. The Kentucky Senate, the first thing they did was introduce a bill banning addressing abortion. There's a bill that bans abortion after 20 weeks. Now, if you follow the Kentucky legislature for a long time, this is an annual exercise of anti-abortion legislation that the Republicans bring up every year. But they're always in the minority. But now they're in the majority. There's a good chance that the Senate bill will pass. The House has a bill that is going to require women to see an ultrasound before they can have an abortion. And ultimately, this whole series of legislation, I would say that when the Republicans should be addressing poverty and education and important things like that, that these social issues seem to dominate the headlines. They know it's good press. These Republicans, that's what they want to do. And I would direct you to a cartoon that our favorite cartoonist Mark Murphy has done in the Courier Journal, talking about how this is putting a bridle on women. The women's rights are being trampled. These old white guys in the Kentucky legislature are trying to push through these bills that restrict abortion. So, that's not something I'm in favor of. But I will tell you that on the positive side, now I have a different approach. A big Republican issue is right to work. And basically what that boils down to is whether you should be required to join a union to get certain types of work, certain types of jobs. And now I had to join a union when I was like 18, and I got this summer job and pay union dues. And I've never been sort of in favor of that. Of course, the union forces and the people in the labor industry, they think right to work is a horrible thing that hurts workers. But in the view of Republicans, and on this subject, I agree with them. It's a boon to business. It helps create business. So I would predict that in the legislature, that right to work bill was one of the first ones introduced. It will probably pass this time, to the dismay of labor leaders around here. With all the construction going on, good gosh, have you been downtown lately? The Omni Hotel is rising up just as quickly as I've seen a building go up. They have have you seen the convention center? Gosh, if you go down at like 3rd and 4th streets near Liberty and Muhammad Ali, there's a vista you can now see because they've basically torn down the entire convention center. It's an amazing thing to see. That expanse of property is pretty much flattened to the ground. And the new thing that's going to go up is going to be spectacular, but it's amazing what's going on down there. They have now closed 3rd Street, a section of 3rd Street, I think between Market and Liberty, or Market and Jefferson, closed down for the foreseeable future for several months. So we just finished all this road construction, and now we've got all this other construction downtown. I don't know how many of you have paid tolls yet. I got my Riverlink transponder. They ran out. They underestimated the demand for it. As you know, if you listen, I do a lot of driving for Uber and Lyft, and I have not had to go off the east out to the East End Bridge yet. Haven't been across that thing. And I think I get the feeling that people are finding their way around the toll bridge downtown, the Lincoln and the new bridge and the Kennedy Bridge downtown. Have tolls. It's $2 with a transponder, or $4 if you want to pay by mail. They'll track you down. They'll take a picture of your license plate and send you a bill for your trips across the river. So it's pretty easy now with the reconfigured Spaghetti Junction to go to 2nd Street and go across that way. if you choose to go around it. Seems like what a lot of people are doing. I don't know how much, but it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure a study will come out in terms of the predicted traffic and the actual traffic. I say the actual traffic will be much less than what's predicted, and that'll be reason number one to push back the date the bridges are paid off, which is something like 2053, if any of us live to see the point where they take the bridges, the tolls off the bridges downtown. I don't think it'll ever happen, and I am certain that I won't ever see it. That's for sure. Well, back to the theme of our story. There's a great story in the Courier-Journal this week about movies. And the basics of the story was that these incentives, while they have their critics, are working to bring film productions into Kentucky. And Archie Borders is a member of the Louisville Film Commission, which is a group started by Louisville Forward, which is a part of Metro Government, which is basically a group of people who talk to filmmakers and convince them to come. Gil Holland is part of that, who's been on the show twice. Interesting, the Louisville Film Society, which Stu Pollard is chairman, has Gil and William Maypother on it, and a name I didn't expect to see, Kaveh Zamanian, who, if you have watched the show or listened to the show, you know he is in charge of the Rabbit Hole Distillery downtown, is very involved in this, as well as Susie Eastman, who you're familiar with from the show, who's been on here and is doing some great things in Louisville for the film community. So there's a lot going on in films. Archie Borders is right in the middle of it. I've been working with him on some projects for Passport, our sponsor, in recent weeks. And Archie, I've known for a long time, but never had him on the show, and I'm certainly glad to have him. He's got a couple of his own projects in the works. I was looking over some of his work. It is interesting that he cast Andy Bleeden, a friend of the show down in Butchertown, in almost every one of his movies. It's really it makes me want to go see them. And they're available. You know, you can find Archie's movies, including the most recent Pleased to Meet Me on, I think he said Netflix. He talks about it in the interview. And the one he's working on now involves a trip to Paris involving a Kentucky bourbon salesman. So that sounds pretty enticing as well. So I think you'll want to listen to this great interview with Archie Borders, who came into the studio the week between Christmas and New Year's to talk to me about it. And I was really pleased to have him on the show. And I hope you'll enjoy the interview. I'll be back right afterwards with more of the Rusty Satellite Show.
Hey, I'm Dan Vonderhyde.
I'm Stephanie White.
We host a weekly podcast called
40-ish.
It's a show about life at middle age.
I'm not 40 yet.
Well, you're getting there eventually.
I guess.
So each week we talk about something that applies to the life of a middle-aged person. We drop a little bit of wisdom in every episode, and we go out and talk to people about their experiences.
And we laugh.
And we laugh a lot. It comes out every Tuesday. Make sure you download.
Tune in.
Today in the Rusty Satellite Show studios, I have Archie Borders with me, a great local filmmaker, movie maker, man about town. Archie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You are, you know, we've known each other a long time, and mm-hmm. but I think the first time we really got together was recently. Right. We did a project for Passport, which mm-hmm. sponsors this show, so plug for them. And we're going to get into your movie making in a minute, but you do a lot of work around town.
Yes. In fact, we have a production company called 180 Degrees, and we do, when we're not doing movies, we do stuff like the Passport shoot and Norton Healthcare and just a whole bunch of different commercial clients.
Okay. Yeah. And it looks like in the next year, we're going to be working together a little mm-hmm. bit more on those Insider Louisville pieces. If you go to Insider Louisville and type in health reports, I think you'll see some of our work. We just did one with Steve Ulrich, who mm-hmm. was on this show as well, and talking about suicide prevention. So that's good work. It's rewarding, and I've seen them. They're very well produced.
It is. Thank you. And they are a lot of fun, and yeah, it keeps us busy in between movies too, which is nice.
Now let's talk a little bit about you. You've put together what is now a sort of lengthy career in film. How did it all get started?
Gosh, it got started accidentally, at least in the Louisville part. Originally, I was like a lot of kids in the 70s, you know, Super 8 camera running around, wanted to be Spielberg or Lucas, and thought I'd go to Southern California, and I ended up getting detoured and landed in Louisville briefly after film school, and fell in love with the movies by John Sayles, who was a big independent filmmaker at that time.
Okay.
And the first professional job I got was on his film Eight Men Out as a production assistant.
Oh, yeah. I know Eight Men Out.
Sure.
It's my favorite baseball movie.
Yeah, it was nice. So when I saw that, you know, people were making movies here and they were using crew locally, I was like, well, I can do that. So that was the beginning.
That was the start. And I, you know, just take me back. What in the ballpark, what year was that?
Oh, Eight Men Out was around, gosh, when was it, 88, 89, something like that.
That's really something. So these, when you tackle these big projects, I mean, a film is a year or multi-year project. And now tell me about this one you're working on now. It's called Under the Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. And it gets going to France, but it's got a great Kentucky connection, right?
Yes, it does. It's got a it's co-written by David Henry, who's our good friend of ours, mutual friend. He also co-wrote the last film, Please to Meet Me, and it's about a Kentucky bourbon salesman who goes over to the Dordogne region to pursue a lost love.
And now, is that the guy? That's the one with the guy from Veep. Is he the bourbon salesman?
Matt Walsh will be our lead, and Judith Godrech from The Overnight, and Mikhail Houseman from Game of Thrones.
Well, it just sounds funny, just knowing that actor and the whole idea of bourbon and France and all that. So, well, good luck with that one. I hope that one comes to fruition. Pleased to Meet Me is the most recent film, and you can go on Amazon and take a look at that one. There's a lot of local. That was shot locally, right?
It was shot entirely locally, right down in mostly in Butchertown and at Kevin Ratterman's La La Land Studios, where My Morning Jacket and folks like that recorded regularly.
Yeah, and with our good friend of the show, Andy Blayton.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Andy pops up.
Now, what's he do at the show?
Oh, you know, Andy's just, he's this amazing entrepreneur, as you know, just in terms of real estate and all that, but he's a great, he missed his calling, and I think he should have been on Saturday Night Live at some point in his life, because he's just one of those people that makes you laugh. He walks in a room and he owns it. So
yeah, it's fun spending time with him. I'll tell you that. And so
he's a Louisville treasure. That's for sure.
Good. So check out Please to Meet Me. It's about about the music business.
Yeah,
right?
It's John Doe stars as a washed up punk rocker trying to have a comeback, and Amy Mann plays his former girlfriend who is on assignment from World Cafe, and they do this day in the studio, and it turns into this. They record a song. They come in to record a song, a cover version of Elton John's Rocket Man, with a bunch of unknowns who've never met before.
Okay,
and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah. I'll check it out. So all this movie watching time we have coming up in January and February when you can't go outside.
Exactly. Perfect movie to watch on your couch on a Saturday afternoon.
So what kind of? So you must. Let's talk about the movie business in general. And I guess I would start by asking you about. 2016. There's all these lists coming out of the best films, or the scariest, or the sexiest, or whatever. But what's your preference? What do you think is really good?
Oh gosh, you know, I love all types of movies. I love romantic comedies. I love horror films. I love dramas. I mean, last night I saw Manchester by the Sea finally, and it's an amazing film. You know, so movies like that. I'm also really looking forward to La La Land, which I have not seen, which I hope to go see today. But,
okay. Yes, I've seen that. You know, even films, I guess, that are sort of panned by the critics. I went the other night to see Why Him.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with
the
that?
James Franco movie.
The James
sure.
Franco.
How is it?
It's funny.
Good.
It's funny. It's silly. It's stupid, but it's hilarious. I mean, you can't sit there and watch it and not start laughing.
I mean, that is part of the fun. I think if you like a lot of different movies, I mean, most of my films have been basically character-based, but I like to try and branch out and do different types of things. And just like anybody, I like to see different types of movies.
Sure, sure. Well, you are involved, or at least we can talk a little bit about the
Louisville
Film Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that group doing? And I know there's an effort to bring more films to be shot here in Kentucky.
Right. Well, that effort has succeeded. The Kentucky Film Office, along with a lot of people like Mary Kay Poe and Gil Holland and Stu Pollard and some and the rest, were very instrumental in helping bring those tax incentives to Kentucky. And since that was passed, we've seen just a huge, it used to be once in a while we'd get a film. You'd get something like a Secretariat, which would come in,
right,
shoot a few scenes of Churchill Downs, and then they go to Louisiana to shoot the rest of the film.
Yeah.
So finally we're seeing complete movie shot here because the tax incentives, there's been over 17 already shot here. And I think there was prior to this.
Wow. And that's in what period of time?
Just in the past year.
Wow.
So... the Nicolas Cage movie, Mom and Dad, the Jeremy Irons movie that just left town. So it's a boon for filmmakers, and more importantly for Kentucky crew. It used to be, because I do a lot of teaching as well, when my students would come to me and say, what do I do now that I know how to do this? I'm like, you move to New York or LA unless you want to live this vagabond life like me. Now they don't have to do that. Now they can get that set experience, and it's exciting.
So for the jobs like assistants on the set and all that, those jobs,
there's the set jobs, there's grip jobs, there's electrician jobs. They can get into the camera department, they can get in the editing departments, and then of course the casting agencies here, primarily places like Hayman Talent, they're booming now. They're casting all over the place, so you can act. You can get those bit parts. So we should call Andy and get him.
I call Andy, and I want to start my acting career. I'm about the right age to get started. I want you to know about my availability for your next project, especially going over to France.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Well, that's interesting about that many films shot in Kentucky. Now, not to get political, but is that among the things on Governor Bevin's list of is he a supporter? Or?
I think he is a supporter. We were obviously a little concerned at first because anytime someone mentions cutting things, you worry. But it's such a great...
Because it's always the arts that get cut first.
Unfortunately, right. Yeah. But it's such a moneymaker. All you have to do is look at the numbers. We're bringing in more films. And those people, when a film comes into town, of course, it uses the restaurants, it uses the hotels, it uses, it hires local, it contributes to the tax base.
And now, of those 17, I'm not asking for specific numbers, but most of those are around Louisville, or they go out in the state?
They go all over. Some have been in Louisville, and that's why we started, Greg Fisher allocated money for the Louisville Film Commission, because most films are going to probably, if not shoot completely here, they're going to at least touch base here, because, we're the largest city in Kentucky, and we have a lot more resources here in terms of crew and facilities. So to make the out-of-state producer's job easier, the Film Commission was set up, and it's kind of a one-stop shop for permits and finding out crew and things like that. Ben Moore has been heading that.
Okay, because my next question was asking, you're an out-of-state producer, and somehow you hear about Kentucky and want to go there. Where does that process start?
Well, you jump on the website first, and... which was built by 180 Degrees. And
must be great.
It's fantastic. No, it's a very simple site. You jump in. You can look up whatever you want. You can make contact with Ben Moore down at the film office.
Okay.
And he has people like me and Gil and Mary Clay Boland, who's a casting agent, on the advisory board. And we jump in and do whatever we can to get a film going.
Okay. For our listeners, what's the URL for that?
You would ask me that.
we may make our readers, our listeners, Google it.
Yeah, I think it's the KentuckyFilmOffice.org. I believe. I don't have my card in front of me, but something like that.
All right. You can be forgiven. But all those great people down there, not that there are out-of-state producers listening to this show and thinking, who do I call in Kentucky? But anyway, it's interesting to hear how the process works. And a typical shoot like that. How long does it take? I know Stu Pollard was in here and was talking about his film Rust Creek, and they did most of their shooting in like a month.
Yeah, he came in and he put something on Facebook, actually, because it sounded like it was a pretty homegrown kind of effort, and something about, getting some assistance around town and things like that. And before you knew it, and it was right in the middle of our busy season, before you blinked, it was gone. So he came in like a ninja and shot that film. A lot of films are usually, in the 4 to 5 week range.
Okay.
It just depends on the budget. The smaller budget films tend to get in and out in 3 to 4 weeks. The larger budget films can say 7 or 8 weeks.
Okay, so you may not even know this, Archie, but just asking, all these films that were filmed in Kentucky in the last year, can we look forward to some of them coming out
in
the next few months? Or
yeah, I'm personally really excited about the Nicolas Cage movie, Mom and Dad. I got to read the script for that one, and It's really dark but very funny, and it's if you like Nicolas Cage or if you don't like Nicolas Cage, it promises to have those epic Nicolas Cage moments.
So. Yeah, well, I'll tell you one Nicolas Cage thing I like. I don't generally, he's not a favorite, but at Christmas time, I always watch Family Man.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You know the Family Man with Tia Leone it's just a great film.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorites. So he
misses as much as he hits. Let's put it that way.
well, great, Archie. We've got to wrap up here, but anyway, it's great hearing about the movie business and look for Under the Eiffel Tower. Now, people that want to watch Pleased to Meet Me or even your earlier film Paper Cut,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
They can just go to Amazon and
iTunes, any of those.
And you can see, what's kind of cool is like, I've lived on this for years, that Stripes was filled downtown Louisville. Mm-hmm. You go watch it now in the beginning, you say, hey, I know that spot, sure. I know that spot. So that's what you like to see. I guess there's spots like that.
Especially Paper Cut. Paper Cut was shot all over the Highlands. And the same with Pleased to Meet Me. We shot in the Brown Theater and over in Butchertown, and it's fun to show off your hometown.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. All right, Archie. Well, we'll be in touch all year, I think, doing our passport pieces.
Yes, indeed.
For Insider Louisville, and just having a lot of fun. Appreciate knowing about the films, and look forward to seeing you again.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And it was great hanging out with Archie Borders here in the Louisville.am studios in St. Matthews. It's always glad to get guests to come on in here and get the high-quality recording equipment we use here as well. But I tell you, next week I have something. Speaking of arts and humanity, I'm a little bit ahead of the game. I have an interview I already conducted with some folks down at Actors Theater. There is a new set of plays called The Tens coming out, and you're going to want to hear that. I really enjoy every time I go down to Actors Theater and meet some of the folks involved in the plays down there. There is one this week, a Billie Holiday musical play tribute thing that I'm going to Thursday night. I'm looking forward to it down at Actors. And so we'll see how that goes. I'll report on that to you. You can probably find a review of it on LouisvilleKY.com, The Pulse of the City. So, again, thanks to Stu Pollard and Archie Borders for appearing on the show this week. And thanks to my sponsors, the good folks at Passport Health Plan and my friends at the Eye Care Institute down on Story Avenue. It's always a pleasure bringing you this show each and every week. I will tell you that next Tuesday, if you get a chance to get up early in the morning, come see us at the Breakfast of Champions. This is a 5-times-a-year event that I co-host, and the guest speaker this time is Bonnie Stith, who is a cybersecurity pro and who formerly worked at the CIA. It's going to be a very interesting talk, especially with all the stuff going on in politics with cybersecurity and this Donald Trump presidency thing and his you hear this week he came out and said that he thinks he knows things that the intelligence agencies don't know because he's so smart. I mean, this ego is so out of control, and it's going to be interesting to see what Bonnie Stith has to say. If you want to come, it's at the University Club on the U of L campus. Bring $20 in cash. It's 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning. We would love to have you join us. There's always 40, 50, 60 folks in there interested in getting a good start to their day and learning something new and interesting. And I think this is going to be a really good one. The first Breakfast of Champions of the year is on Tuesday. So please join me. And that's going to do it for the Rusty Satellite Show. Thanks again to everybody who helps me put this together. And take a look. I did want to mention the Eat, Drink, Talk project that I'm involved in with Steve Coombs. We have a great show this week. I interviewed Nicholas Landers, who is the brewer at Gordon Biersch Brewery down on 4th Street Live. Fascinating stuff. I learned about beer school and what a tuba beer band is, right? And Steve also has an interview with Michael Vacha, who is the executive chef at Proof on Main. So there's a lot of interesting stuff there and a great news story or two on eDrinkTalk.net. I encourage you to spend some time going over there. So that's going to do it. This is the Rusty Satellite Show, home of the most interesting people in the Ville. I will be back next week with another group of interesting folks and a great new show. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Ricky Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.
Time.